Welcome to Sustainable Talks with NNN, Nicolo Giusti and
Nicolo Duranti,
where we talk about sustainability in the fashion supply chain.
We interview the best players in fashion and challenge them to the real full sustainability.
From material suppliers to factories, designers, sustainable association and more. We want to make clarity if a fashion can be sustainable or not.
This podcast is sponsored by ourselves and no one else with our time, experience and fun.
We hope you have fun to listen to us and spread the word.
You can find us also in Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Just search us as Sustainable Talks with NNN and you will find us.
Have fun!
The fashion industry has been talking about sustainability for a long time, and there has been things that are happening and changing. As a consumer, it's really hard to find those.
Today we have very special guest and very special event. It's the first time of all the sustainable talk that I can look at the guests in front of my face. I'm so excited, Iris, to have you here. So not only because of the project, but also because of your presence, your physical presence here. With Iris, one of the co-founders of Renown.
Yeah.
That is...
Tell us what it is, Iris.
Yeah, I think it's better.
Renown is the one-stop destination for conscious consumers that want to match their sustainability values with fashion. So what we do is that we aggregate the multitude of websites that are out there, and we have like, as a giant filter, what is that it's a sustainable for them.
Something that is missing in our business, Nico. Everybody talks about sustainability, but it's very
totally
difficult what is sustainable. You're trying to take this role as a demanding one. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I think also sustainability is the word that we also are using a lot. It's a word that we need to use for consumers to understand what is it that we're doing for our users. Definitely, my preferred word is responsibility.
Okay.
Oh, we love this too, right, Nico?
Yes. So for you, that our question, usual question for what is for you sustainability, then is responsibility, right?
Yeah.
So you are one of the co-founder of Renown.
Yes.
So how did you get this idea?
I come from the fashion industry, so fashion retail. I'm Italian, I'm from Milan, and fashion also as a person has always been part of my identity.
And by the way, we worked in the same company,
yeah,
I just realized.
Exactly. That. Yeah, working in this global brands in technology. On the other side, as a consumer, so as a person, I always had this interest in sustainability. So starting with food, like a lot of consumers do. The idea really started from a personal story because 2 years ago, I was looking for a black dress. It took me 2 months to find it because I wanted it to be sustainable. The thing that I realized that at that time, actually, it was just a moment where these brands were figuring out from data that consumers in the future would want to buy sustainable. And they were going in shock, like, oh my God, like, what do we do? Where do we start? Seeing that and seeing from the other side how, as a consumer, I was like clueless on where to go to make this decision easier, because the fashion industry has been talking about sustainability for a long time. And there has been things that are happening and changing. As a consumer, it's really hard to find those. And also being part of accelerating this innovation, right? Mm-hmm. Innovation or transformation that is happening. And also in a way that can make consumers feel part of something and you want to be part of this change.
So Iris, I would like to go a little bit more in deep about what Renown has just, and this is my beautiful animation, the report, the Renown 2021 report. What are the important key figures that Renown is using to evaluate a brand?
Renown was born last year. The more we built, the more we realized that we needed to have a basis of objectivity that was not only going at the brand level, but also at the product level. So Renown as an app is aggregating different websites. Right now we have more than 130 websites that we aggregate those are brands, but also multi-brand retailers like the Yoox Net-a-Porter group, also retailers that are focusing on the sharing or the circular economy. We work, for example, with Vestiaire Collective. In order to filter everything out, we need to have an objective basis from which products would get through inside of Renewn. Due to that, then we established a framework. So we have a technology that goes at the product level and looks at the composition, the material used, and also any certifications available. In a given month, we process more than 1 million items. So we needed to have something that would understand automatically what that product was about.
And Renewn works on the website page, or need to have aggregate data coming from the factory, the companies, or from your partners?
In sustainability, you can dig and dig and dig, and there's like no end on digging.
Never.
So what we said is like, okay, so the first layer that we have is the data that it's coming from the brands and the retailers. And that's the first key aspect that we request into our sustainability framework, which is transparency. So if we don't have the transparent information and the work that the brand and the retailer has done, then it's not possible for us to continue.
So basically, you are reorganizing the data that are flowing in the market and flowing in the website to give more, much better perspective to the consumer.
An important component then that is that we realize that sustainability lives at the intersection of ethics. And that was like a big thing for us to see. On a consumer perspective, because I can tell you like this item is made 100% with organic cotton and got certified, but I cannot tell you if you should care about something on top of something else. Like, I can't tell you that you need to be vegan, and if you're not vegan, you're not ethical. Mm-hmm. So we realized that consumers have, everyone had a different explanation of what sustainability means to them. And also motivation on how they wanted to contribute to this. So then we get to that second layer of our framework, which is we ask users, what do you care about? And that's like where a lot of our discoveries that we do in this report also come from.
I think it's only for female right now.
Right now, yes. And non-binary.
So please start also for us. We also care about sustainability. So look, me and Nico.
We'll add two more in the in the list.
And this question flow into what in your report you are bringing up as five areas of impact and value topics, correct?
Exactly.
You divide and within environmental protection, human well-being, animal ethics, innovation and technology, and modern consumption.
That's right. Sometimes it's the elephant in the room that we don't tackle, which is the way we are consuming right now. So inside of environmental on modern consumption, we include things like supporting brands that are moving towards a slower fashion, having one even collection a year or two, or switching to made to order models. We incorporate there different ways to access fashion.
What is the aspect of human well-being that the people love it?
From the data that we have, we saw that environmental protection is definitely in an aggregate the area that people select and have more interest around. But then if we look at, so inside of our areas of impact, we have different sets of topics that the user can select. Actually, it was, as you say, right, Nico, it's an area inside of human well-being that is the one that people are interacting right now the most, which is ethical labor. And that was actually quite surprising to us.
And then here is very interesting. I see made in Europe.
The interesting thing is also going to see how this evolves, because also during COVID, there was a lot of talks of, you know, getting back to the local and buying local. An interesting influence that we had, and it's actually not in the report, because it was a bit of a fad that we saw, but around April, May, when the Seaspiracy thing on Netflix came out, we saw that people were interacting quite differently with the Save the Oceans tag inside of Renewn.
I would like to go to the branding fact. So how do people react to the Econil, Tencel, Pignatex? I saw that you guys put a ranking between the different interaction and what is more sensitive to people?
I think there's a little bit of a race, for this company that I hope they're doing, because it's an interesting one, to sort of like position yourself as the Gore-Tex of sustainability. In the report, we see that Econil, Piñatex are definitely three key ingredient brands that are dominating the space.
So basically, the material brand, it comes at a high level as the finished product brand. Before, we didn't care that much, know where it was coming from, the material, but we are focusing on the brand. If it was Patagonia, we don't care if it's
I think there's still a long way to go for ingredient brands to get there, to get to the users' awareness of them. But some materials, some ingredient brands are pushing more than others.
How we sustain that Deserto is sustainable, Piñatex is sustainable, and Tencel is sustainable compared to other materials? Mm-hmm. It's only the brand of the fabric that make them sustainable, or the image that they created, or actually you guys go in deep and vetting?
So first of all, is market adoption in terms of brands utilizing these materials. So when we started Renewed, the first framework that we created, and this is actually something that also to the consumer level, we publish 4 times a year. We started out with a framework that we created with consultants, etc., that was like the ideal. So we added ideal ingredient brands that we would have liked to see in the market. And then we realized, but they're actually not available.
In 1 year, I think you did 4 times update of the report.
And
this is how fast is evolving sustainability and how difficult is it to check out. Are you planning to continue update the report so often, do you think? Or will there be a moment where there is a standard?
The whole concept and idea of Renewed is to help the industry and us in general as consumers, as brands, and the entire ecosystem to keep each other accountable for what we're doing and push the boundaries even higher. So I'd say that I'd be even more happy if we would update the sustainability framework 10 times a year instead of 4.
You need a big team then.
Yeah. and also the market to move even faster.
Yeah.
The market is not moving too fast. I think the market had a big push during pandemic because they wanted to find new solution and new attractive to the consumers. But now that the world is going back on track, it could vanish.
Yeah, and I want to go back also to one thing you mentioned before, that is transparency of the branding.
Yes.
What did you find out when you look into transparency?
We found out that there's still a lot of work to do. For example, there's some elements inside of our framework that we're not taking into consideration right now because it wouldn't be possible for us to do. One of them is like the dyeing, how that item, for example, has been dyed. There isn't that information. It's not an information that's available. So at the transparency, there's some work that has been done, but there's still a lot that can be done. So that's also what I mean by updating the report, because in the future, we want to include more and more elements that can picture out the entire aspect of that product.
And you, of course, you need the data.
Yeah, and that's, of course, something that the industry, brands, and the ecosystem need to push more towards. But I think it's going to become also more the standard, also if consumers are asking that. Because in the end, building also a company, sometimes like as a company, you can't be pushing down the throat something to your users if they don't want it. So there needs to be a demand. And how do we increase that is that if we educate consumers, if we get them on board and make them part of this journey, because now they're just alone.
And we always come to this point in our talks, any question
always
is fundamental, education, that's also
what. Education, that's why we created Sustainable Talks with NNN.
And to also reconnect with like your question, what is sustainability? Nobody has like, that's also what we were searching for, like that holy grail of, the ultimate definition of it. There's never going to be, because we can do more and that can be expanded even further.
I want to go to animal ethics that you guys in your beautiful report, you are bringing it. Animal ethics is treated as vegan. Is it correct?
Animal ethics for us is a bit of a broader dimension. So it means also animal-derived materials that are made in a responsible way.
So leather, so leather, a certified good animal leather working group.
Exactly. Or, and there's like veggie-free or crow-free. And of course, the vegan elements of it.
I think your project is super cool, Iris. And actually, I invite all our followers to check it out. The app, this is not to advertise, but I think there is still a startup company, I guess. Yeah. So there's still a lot of things that sustainability is not clear what it is. What is sustainability for you guys? Tell us in the comment what it is. And also tell us what's your input and feedback for Iris to improve the app, because if you want to change 10 times a year, that's probably something needed. One last question I want to ask you that you always ask. What is missing in the fashion industry to be more sustainable?
A true collectiveness. Even in Amsterdam, we don't have a community of people doing the change. I've heard about partnering up, and I mean, it's one also of the SDG goals, but truly being there, it's missing. I don't see it yet.
And this is very important. Yeah. We always talk about this. Thank you, Iris, for your intervention. And
thank you for having me.
We love you and good luck.
Thanks.
Ciao, Nico. Ciao, everybody. Follow us.
If you like this episode and you would like to learn more about fashion and sustainability, check out the Sustainable Academy, a community of people like me and like you that like fashion and sustainability and they want to clean the greenwash. sustainableacademy.org